I have known of several Christians who, when they were in the last hours of this life and they knew that death approached, were the exact promises from loved ones. Promise me that you will go to church. Promise me that you will pray. Promise me that you will follow Jesus. But Jesus is the only one I've ever known that promised what he would do after he was gone. He made several promises, and one of the greatest of these promises was that he would send the Holy Spirit. Let's read about it in chapter 16 of John, beginning with the 7th verse. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Holy Spirit will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you will see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said, he shall take of what is mine, and shall show it unto you. A little while, and you will not see me. Again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. The Holy Spirit is so important in the life of a follower of Jesus Christ that Jesus insisted that his disciples not go out immediately and preach the gospel in the world and build a church as he gave him a command to do, but he commanded them that they should go into Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father, for the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised would come, and it fell on them on the day of Pentecost. Jesus had just finished saying to his disciples that without him they could do nothing. Now he said, I'm going away. I am going to send the Holy Spirit to you. It will be as though Jesus himself would be with them, and that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. Sometimes I think I would have loved to have lived in Jesus' day and been able to see him with my eyes and talk with him and walk with him. But with the Holy Spirit abiding in our hearts, that happens. We do walk with Jesus. We do hear him. We are counseled by him. We are comforted by him. We are given courage by him. We are disciplined by him because the Holy Spirit operates in our life just as though Jesus was with us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the Holy Spirit in my life. What would I do without his counseling, without his direction, without his discipline, without the comfort and joy that I feel with that intimate presence of Jesus with me right here? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.